You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Thank you, Zeb Brenner and Talkline Communications. This is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, on Tuesday nights on Station 620 on your AM dial. And it's always a pleasure. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in from all over the world, the globe. Not only, I'm telling you, just hear me out a second. Not only is this the only kosher foodie radio show that's actually on the radio in the New York City area and beyond, but we're being broadcast now on the internet. People are calling in from all over and listening in right now, and it's such an honor to have everybody listening in. I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in to the one, the only kosher foodie radio show with your hosts, Kosher Guru, on the one and only The Nosh. Of course, I am your host, Kosher Guru, and Kosher Guru is all about bringing anything and everything kosher to the masses. We do so much. You ask what we do. We do it all. Check out our website at www.thekosherguru.com. Always look at our consulting tab up top. Click it because we help so many kosher companies, products, restaurants, events, organizations do what they need to do. We bring your vision into fruition, and we do it very, very well. You could ask all of our people out there who we helped in the past. Of course you can. Also, I do read all of your emails, your questions, everything that you do send in. I love hearing from everybody. Always email guru@thekosherguru.com. And yes, our team is and consists of David Mossberg, our CEO, Dovi Weider, our CFO, and of course, the one, the only, Yossi Spielberg Axelrod. What an amazing, great team that we all are and do so much out there. You could follow us all over social media on Instagram at Kosher Guru, on Twitter at The Kosher Guru, and make sure to use hashtag DoYouGuru to follow us along in our fun conversations, pet peeves, all over social media. On Facebook, we have a great Facebook page, Kosher Guru, and a great Facebook foodie group. It's called Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation. Join today. It's where we talk about and ask anything and everything kosher. Talk about restaurants. People share recipes, their blogs. They share pictures of their dinners they ate. They ask questions. They have kashrus questions even. And I'm very, very close with quite a few mashgichim from the local international hashgachas that I get the answers from, hopefully. So far, we've got all the answers, so it's been very, very good. And then, of course, on YouTube, we have a great YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe, Kosher Guru. And we have great educational videos, fun videos. You can see different types of restaurants from all over there. Anyway, lots and lots of fun. Before we get into our show tonight, I gotta tell you something amazing. I think it's two Sundays from now, not this Sunday, the next Sunday, Sunday, May 21st, I will be in Miami, Florida, emceeing and hosting the Yeshiva Toras Chaim, Toras Emes, 13th annual Chinese auction. It's the pre-Shavuos cheese and wine sampling. It's gonna be insane, like never before. You have to check out their website. It's www.ytcteam.org. That's www.ytcteam.org. Get your Chinese auction tickets today. They have a grand prize, 5 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael. Airfare sponsored by Air Canada. Very, very cool. Plus $5,000 cash to spend on your trip. I'm going to win that one. I'm telling you, I'm going to buy lots of tickets. I'm going to win it. I'm going to load that box. Lots of exciting prizes, Amazon gift cards, Xboxes, Scheitels, so much more. It's actually being held. If you're going to be down in Florida, I encourage everyone to join me. Come hang out with me. Take a selfie with me. Buy Chinese auction tickets with me. Have great food, wine, and cheese. Sunday, May 21st, 7 p.m. at Beit
David Highland Lakes, that's 2600 Northeast 209th Street in Aventura, Florida. Can't wait to visit all my friends down in South Florida. And, of course, to purchase tickets online, it's ytcteam.org /auction. And go to the main page and take a look. It's going to be an exciting, exciting evening. There's wine sampling sponsored by my good friends of Prince Distributors. Cheese sampling, of course, featuring select cheeses from the Cheese Guy, my very good friend Brent Delman. And, of course, a lavish, beautiful dairy buffet and salad bar catered by Fresco. And all the wines that will be sampled at the event will be for sale by Kosher Kingdom there. And a percentage of the profits will be donated to the yeshiva. It's amazing. Yeshiva Torah Chaim Torah Emes. I'm looking forward to coming down and spending this wonderful, wonderful Chinese auction with you. So many prizes. There's $5 tickets, $10 tickets, $25 tickets. Go online. It's Meiser money. If you give it a tzedakah, do a good deed, do a good charity. Help out the yeshiva today. Also, what we are going to talk about a little bit later on in our interview segment this week, yes, we brought back the interviews. I was last night at Wolf and Lamb on Coney Island Avenue. It was an amazing, amazing tasting. It was their spring tasting menu that Chef Seth Wilson, the executive chef, put out. Amazing. Brand new menu, new items. It was fantastic. You're going to hear all about the food that we ate last night, the menu. Chef Seth Wilson himself is going to be on the air talking about all the delectable culinary delights that he prepared that are available right now at Wolf and Lamb on their spring menu that was just rolled out. So, of course, I do encourage everybody to check him out. The food was fantastic. Probably one of the best tastings I've been to. It was curated beautifully, executed beautifully. You could go and take a look on Instagram or on Facebook, all the pictures I put up. Fantastic. So go, enjoy, and of course, make sure you tell them that the Kosher Guru sent you. Okay, a little bit of pet peeve right now. I don't want to get into the politics of it. I don't want to be negative. I try to be positive. I try to bring greatness to everything. But a lot of people have been messaging me, stop calling me a foodie. Stop. Stop with the foodie. I'm not a foodie. I just enjoy good food. I eat. Am I a foodie? Am I not a foodie? I want to hear from everybody out there. Email me, as I said, guru@thekosherguru.com. Tell me what you think of this debate we're going to call. We're going to start a debate. I want to hear your opinions. I want to get a little feel of what everyone is thinking. Do you like being called a foodie? Are you a foodie? Are we not foodies? Are we just humans enjoying great experiences, great food? Don't label me. I don't know. I don't know where to stand. So I want to hear from everybody else out there. Tell me what you all think and let me know. And then, of course, because I will be down pre-Shavuos in Florida when I'm coming up, I'm going away for Shavuos, and I'm hosting a beautiful program up at Honors Haven with Destinations Kosher Tours. Now, Destination Kosher Tours is a great, great program. They do Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shabbos Nachamu, Pesach they did. Join me, Yossi Zablocki, Chaim Kiss, Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein, and so much more for a Haimish, a beautiful program. Go to destination613.com. Book your rooms today. Contact me if you need help. I will help you book it. I'll help you do whatever it is that you're going to need help with. But I'd love to see you there on Shavuos. It starts Tuesday night is Erev Shavuos. It's Shavuos. So it's from Tuesday. And they have a Shabbos option also. Oh, what better way after you spend an uplifting, inspirational Shavuos to continue at Honors Haven up in the Catskills for a beautiful Shabbos, all relaxed, beautiful, great food, friends, family. Of course, we're going to have cheesecake, lots of beautiful shiurim, davening, zmiros, beautiful, beautiful times. I hope everybody does join me there. Also, don't forget to pick up my article in Ami Magazine. I write, of course, in the WISC, the food section, which is News Bites. Some of the great products that I've been having recently, and I like talking about products now. There's a lot of products coming out. The Kosher Market is like none like we never had before. every week, it seems, almost every day, I want to say, we have new kosher products hitting the market. I'm very, very excited for a lot of these. I can't say that I taste every single one. I don't have time to spend all day and night in the supermarket going up and down the aisles. I know the supermarkets by me actually have a beautiful section with new products that I go straight to and always take a look and get those first. So I recently had, and it was for dinner, delicious surimi cakes. Dynasty came out with this beautiful box in the freezer section, surimi cakes. Surimi cakes are crab cakes, you know, it's the mock crab, like what they use in the sushi and everything, battered. You could bake it, you could fry it. Delicious. Great meal for the kids. I use a little spicy mayo. I make a little spicy mayo dipping sauce on the side. Fantastic. I'm telling you, fantastic. It's great. It's amazing. Highly recommend it. One of my favorites. Great. We ran out. Had to buy more. Try it. Also, Begon. Begon for many years was a wholesaler. They were really dealing and providing to the restaurants, to the nursing home schools, wholesale bulk products. Now they started making retail products as well. I recently tried their plantain chips. I forgot, I'm drawing a blank on the name right now, and the yucca chips. When I say chips, I mean fries, you know, frozen. They were sliced beautifully in a bag, frozen. I cooked them, delicious, so different. Each one has its own health benefits. Great, great products by Begon. Check them out, try it. Fantastic. I was highly, highly impressed with it. Also, I'm a big chopped liver guy. Love chopped liver on Shabbos. I smear it on usually snackers. I actually like a piece of white bread. Sorry, rye bread with a thing of white bread. Rye bread. My good friends over at Solomon's Meat came out with a delicious retail chopped liver. It reminds me of the way I used to have it growing up. When I used to go to these delis where I grew up in Queens. It brought back such memories, and I loved it. It was great. It was amazing. I'm telling you, with the products that are coming out right now, I'm going to have a hard time cooking at home because I can just go out, but I got to cook at home because I need more recipes for the blog, which, also make sure we are redoing our website right now. So please make sure that you go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com. We took on another team member, Mr. Avi Lang, who is taking over our website development, we'll call it, and he so kindly has built up a beautiful website. We have so many new recipes coming out, and we're collaborating with great chefs, bloggers, and so much more. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. And make sure that you go to www.thekosherguru.com. We are almost nearing the time. We've got to take a quick break. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening, joining us here on the air with The Nosh. And I also do hope, I really, really do hope that I see everybody down in Miami at the event. And we'll be right back with the interview with Chef Seth Wilson from Wolf and Lamb. We're going to take a brief break as we hear a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Holy cow, Glatt Kosher Charcuterie and Sausages, creators of a wide variety of handcrafted meat and poultry charcuterie products. Marketed under the Holy Cow and Shtetl name. Beautiful, gourmet, Glatt Kosher under the Star K. Look for it today in your local supermarket's meat and poultry section or ask for it by name.
It's really too bad that the first time you'll meet Kings County Auto Body is by accident. Accidents do happen in Kings County. The collision damage auto accident experts will do a bang-up job to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Kings County Auto Body is one of New York's largest independent precision collision and auto body shops, serving Brooklyn, Manhattan, Catskills, Lakewood, Monroe, Teaneck, and other areas in the New York, New Jersey region. They offer free computerized estimates as well as pickup and drop-off service. Let the many years of experience with insurance companies and damage adjusters help you save money, and aggravation insurance provided loan of cars are also available. Take it from me. When my car needed TLC to get moving again, it was King County to the rescue. From collision and glass repairs to parts and services to bodywork, Kings County Auto Body, 168 Woolworth Street in Brooklyn, gets the job done right. For the right price, foreign or domestic, all work is guaranteed for as long as you own the vehicle.
And welcome back, and thank you so much, Holy Cow Kosher Crafted Charcuterie, for being a wonderful sponsor once again and sponsoring the show. I can't wait for all the details to come out. We've been behind the scenes and at so many tastings and dealing and meeting with the Hashkachas and the Rabbanim and everybody else, and I'm really, really excited for the pipeline of what's going on down at the Holy Cow Kosher Crafted Charcuterie plant. I've been to it many, many times, and the building and the process and everything that's going on down in New Jersey. But now to get back to what I mentioned before, is that I was a guest at Wolf and Lamb last night. Wolf and Lamb on Coney Island Avenue by Avenue M is a premier steakhouse, but I'm not going to call it a steakhouse. It's more of a restaurant that has a vision. I'm going to let the executive chef go into more detail about that, but we were at their spring tasting of their menu. Now, in years past, I say years, in the previous year, let's start the previous year, they had a few tastings for media, for some bloggers, but a lot of stuff that was in the menu were them showcasing what they can do and different things. What the chef did this time that was so beautiful is, I think except for one dish, every single dish is available to order on their new menu. And it was very, very entertaining to be in the restaurant with such an eclectic crowd of bloggers and media and chefs. We had such a great time. Zalmi, the owner, Zalmi Wunsch, I wish him a mazel tov. His wife just gave birth to a baby girl a few weeks ago. We had to run out, and the nurse canceled last night. He had to run back home, and running all around, the guy looked zonked. I remember when my daughter's birthday was on Sunday. She was turned 2 years old. Happy birthday, Ella. And running out, and more or less said, "Here, Chef Seth, the place is yours." And Seth said, "Great, we're opening up a nightclub." Well, that didn't happen because there were too many people. Mashkiach was still in the restaurant. But I know that's what he was thinking. But anyway, I want to thank Executive Chef Seth Wilson for joining us this evening. And thank you so much for your hospitality last night at the wonderful tasting.
Of course, absolutely. It's my pleasure to have you all.
You have us. I thought it was only a pleasure to have me and Mrs. Kosher Guru.
Oh, well, of course. It's always a pleasure to have just the both of you.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on over here.
Of course.
We sat down to a wonderful, wonderful five-course tasting of the, what I'm going to call the spring menu, new items. I do have to say, and I never thought that I would say this, what stood out most to me was the crudité board that you had. Yeah. What was the, I know we're skipping around a little bit, we'll go over the menu a little bit, but the crudité board and the way you presented it and what was on the board and the dipping sauces and the spices on there, give me a little bit of where that came from, what your vision of that was, and how you intend on serving it and to who going forward, and who do you recommend it for?
Of course. So so that dish, the spring crudité board, it's on our small plate section on our menu. But basically this menu item is supposed to highlight what's in season right now. And not only what's in season, but what is in season that can be pickled beautifully. So each week we're doing pickles. Right now we have pickled celery, Mediterranean pickled cauliflower, we have pickled carrots, and we have balsamic pickled figs as well. So basically this board is to highlight the farmer's market and all the fresh produce that's local and that we get in. But the inspiration truly behind this board was, like I said, the farmers markets and going every Saturday to Union Square Farmers Market, walking through, seeing all the beautiful produce. But also just from my past and, you know, my grandmother's gardens in the spring and summer, and they would go out, harvest vegetables, pickle them, and preserve them for the fall and stuff. But that's where
I remember you were actually one of the first people on our radio when we first started here from North Carolina. So this garden of your grandmother's was also in North Carolina?
It is, yeah. All in North Carolina, yeah.
Amazing. But walking through the farmer's market and you're ordering it in over here, now you had dukkha on the on the board. A lot of people don't know what dukkha is. Yeah. And to me, it went amazingly well with every single item on the board. I have to skip around a second. The figs were insane. I mean, insane. But tell everybody a little bit about what dukkah is and how it's used on the board.
Certainly. So dukkah is an Israeli spice mix. It's a blend. It's an almond base. So it has some toasted salted almonds in there, coriander seed, fennel seed, cumin, and some other spices. And basically this is kind of coarsely chopped and crushed. So it's almost, it's not completely fine. It's still kind of like has some chunk to it. But the purpose behind this dukkah is you take the green goddess dressing, which is also served on the board, which is an avocado-based dressing. And you would, for example, dip your radishes or take your other pickled vegetables or things, dip it in the green goddess, and then dip it in the dukkah. The dressing allows for the dukkah to adhere nicely to the vegetables, so you get a nice, even bite when you bite through.
And you felt it on your palate and the back of your mouth. It was really, really insane. I would never have thought to put the green goddess dressing as the dip and then the dukkah on afterwards. It happened to be the first time I've ever had that together, and it was insane.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, it's an interesting combination for sure.
Let's go back up to the hors d'oeuvres that we had. We had a pea and sun-dried tomato arancini, and then you served duck confit spring rolls. How is that ordered on the menu not at a tasting?
All right, so these are also both on our small plate section. Now, the ones I made for you guys were a little smaller than what we typically serve at the restaurant.
Hey, that's not fair.
I know, but we got to save room, five courses, yeah? But basically, our arancini and our spring rolls both, each come in an order of three, and they're all a good size. I know the arancini are all 3 ounces each, and the duck confit spring rolls are just about the size that you would find, you know, if you were to go get takeout spring rolls. But they're everything's made in house except for the dough for the spring rolls. And we even make all of our sauces in house. So with that arancini, it's served with a wonderful little light basil aioli. And then the duck confit spring rolls are made with they're served with a sweet and spicy orange sauce that we make here in house as well.
And then next, which I know is not, but I have to mention because it was delicious. I know that's not on the menu made just for us, was the watermelon gazpacho with tzatziki. Now, every time I had tzatziki, which is a Greek dish for people who are unaware of, it has always been dairy. How did you do that, Parv?
Yeah. So our watermelon gazpacho, I did it specially for you guys, but since it went over so well, we will be bringing it on later this week and the beginning of next week as a soup special. So
very, very cool.
We will have that in if you all are listening out there and want some watermelon gazpacho. But that tzatziki sauce that we make, it's a coconut yogurt base. So we start with coconut milk, and we make that into coconut yogurt. And then that is blended with some dill, garlic, lemon, and cucumber, and it makes a wonderful tzatziki sauce. You can barely tell the difference.
I could not tell the difference. Talk about barely. It was insane. It was insane.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we spoke about the crudités. Then, I know we're going through the menu, but I could still taste it. I could still feel it. I have to come back next week again because it was so delicious. You served a duck breast with a blackberry barbecue sauce, which I found very, very fascinating, and a fennel citrus salad, which actually was not overdressed, perfectly dressed, and really complimented the duck as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, this duck is one of my favorite proteins. Duck and lamb are actually probably two of my favorite proteins. But this duck dish, you know, I really wanted something that was very light, and like we were talking about, very spring forward. So everything on the duck breast is just salt and peppered and seared. It's very simple. The blackberry sauce, which we put a lot of work and time into, especially the mashkias with washing. And then we have the fennel and citrus salad that's served on the side. And, that's just a local mix of arugula and frisée, some fennel, and then some orange segments. It's a really nice light dish that's has some nice acidity to it. And then the barbecue sauce adds a little heat to it as well. So it's pretty well balanced. It's a great dish.
And went very well all together. Now, as much as I'd like to skip over the next dish, not because I didn't enjoy it, of course, I do enjoy filet of beef, but because your creme brulee afterwards was just so delicious. Also, it did not taste parv at all. But of course, we have to give the proper kavod, respect, we'll say, to the Angus filet, this 4-ounce Angus filet, which, by the way, was cooked perfectly with romesco shiitakes, purloins and Swiss chard. The way you did it, the way you presented it, how is that served on the regular menu? And also, by the way, everyone, you could always check the Kosher Guru Insta stories. I'm not sure if it's still up right now because of the 24-hour period that Insta stories stay on. But you can take a look at our Facebook group, all the pictures, the posts that we put up in Kosher Guru's Kosher Nation. And, of course, the regular Instagram posts with all of the amazing pictures so you can actually salivate while you're listening to us here on the radio. But once again, how is that filet of beef served aside from the way it was done last night?
All right. So with this dish in particular, we actually, on the menu, it is served with a 12-ounce ribeye that we do in cast iron. Now, the filets that you guys had last evening were also done in cast iron, but for this, for our menu per se, I really wanted the 12-ounce ribeye on there just because I feel like it does have a little bit of nice fatness to it, which kind of helps lean out the romesco. But basically, this plate is—it's on our chef plate section. It's that and the duck breast are both on our chef plate section. The filet, however, is actually one of our most popular chef plates on the new menu. But this—it's served with a romesco sauce that we make in house. So we char a ton of roasted red bell peppers, and then we peel them all, seed them all, and then we blend them with almonds and tomato and garlic, and just get this really nice kind of smoky charred red pepper sauce.
Which happened to be delicious. Yeah. And usually I don't dip my filet steak into anything. I just love the steak itself and let the steak speak for it. Mm-hmm. But that sauce was insane, and you could taste the amount of work and dedication you put into making that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a great sauce. It's actually one sauce that I kind of learned down in my time in Charleston, South Carolina, that I kind of perfected while I was down there. So that was a trick that I brought up from there, for sure.
Awesome. And now we're going to go to what I love ending off the night with, which I'm sure everyone loves ending off the night with, was the dessert. Now, a lot of times, let's take a step back. I love creme brulee, but creme brulee is a dairy dish. It is a dairy dish. Let's call it a spade a spade. Yeah. Not every place that I go to, when they try making a parve, which is non-dairy creme brulee, does it come out as good as you did it last night?
Thank you.
For all of us home chefs out there and cooks and Google chefs, what was your secret? Tell us a little bit about how we could perfect it at home.
All right. So I will say what my one secret to the parve creme brulee is my secret weapon is the Geffen, the non-dairy whipped topping.
From Geffen,
yeah. So I'll throw that in there. But that is honestly the one ingredient that really helps me through with that dish.
That's insane. Listen, I love Geffen products. Geffen are good friends of mine out there. And I can't believe that out of all the things I was thinking in my head, that's the one product that you really throw out over there.
Yeah. It's very simple, and I don't like to stray too far from original recipes, so I just try to substitute in things here and there. But that product really carries that dish and helps them bring it together so it doesn't scramble in the oven.
Insane. Now, also, before we end off our evenings, we're almost coming up to the time marker of the next show coming up. A lot of people who, I don't know why, I don't have an answer, but who haven't been to Wolf and Lamb yet. And guys, if you haven't been, call now, make a reservation, get there, because you will thank me later. The place is insane. For the people who haven't been there, what type of restaurant, how would you describe Wolf and Lamb and what you're trying to portray with the menu and the vibe that you're giving off over there?
Yeah, so like we were saying earlier, you know, we're not necessarily full-on steakhouse. Now, we do carry that name, and we do have some amazing cuts and some amazing steaks, but we're really, at least for myself and Zalman, we really want to take this menu and an approach that is modern, yet has rustic flavors, and they're dishes that you want to sit down and eat. Yes, they're visually pretty at the same time, but it's not something when you leave afterwards you're still craving more food. So we really want to have rustic, homey flavors, things that just kind of, it's like comfort food in a way. So that's really kind of what we're going for, modern comfort food.
Modern comfort food. I had a great time there. Mrs. Kosher had a great time there. All the people that were involved in this wonderful tasting had a great time. I want to thank you so much, Chef Seth Wilson, for joining us on the air. Make sure you follow Wolf and Lamb on Instagram. Follow them all over social media. But besides following them, go there now. Coney Island Avenue M in Midwood section, Flatbush or Brooklyn, whatever you want to call it. Just go. Thank me later. Thank you, Seth, for being on the air with us and talking about the wonderful tasting we had.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for joining us last night. It was a blast.
My pleasure. Thank you again. Looking forward to the many more tastings together. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, here on Station 620 on your AM dial. Wishing everybody a good evening, a good week. Shabbat Shalom. Peace out.